Norway, Australia and the Netherlands are at the top of the 2011 Human Development Index released yesterday by the UN Development Programme. The 10 bottom-ranking countries are all in sub-Saharan Africa, with war-torn Democratic Republic of Congo in last place. Charles Collins has this report.
Climate change and inequalities in health, education and income threaten to reverse progress made in the last 40 years to improve people's lives. That's according to the head of the UN Development Program, Helen Clark, who launched the 2011 Human Development Report on Wednesday. The index, which is the annual rankings of national achievement in health, education, and income, covers a record 187 countries and territories. Clark says the world faces many challenges.
The rate of progress we saw in the last 40 years cannot be maintained unless we get these equity, sustainability issues and challenges tackled. And the impact in the worst case scenario, which is put in this report, is that countries which are already low on the Human Development Index would see widening inequalities and very little progress if the challenges aren't tackled.
The author of the report, Jenny Klugman, said there is a huge gap between the top and bottom-ranked countries.
Life expectancy in Democratic Republic of Congo is 48 years for someone born today, whereas if they were born in Norway, it would be 81 years. It's a huge difference. So, for example, the average number of years that you would expect a child to go to school in Norway is nearly 13. If they're in DRC, it's only 3.5 years. So there's just stark differences.
The report noted that although aid to poorer countries grew 23% from 2005 to 2009, it was still far short of the amount pledged by rich-world countries in recent years. I'm Charles Collins.